Good evening, everybody. Good evening. It is actually late evening where I'm at right now, and I was sitting here just relaxing, sprucing my locks up a little bit. If anybody out there has locks, you know, sometimes they get like a little loose in certain areas or like a little thin. You have to kind of just, you know, do the lock repair. So I like to do that every now and then. It's a pastime, and it's a way to keep my hair looking spiffy, and I'm able to relax at the same time. So I'm sitting here chilling with my pets, right? Relaxing. And then I thought about you guys. I know. I told you I was not going to be consistent because I'm a very busy woman, just like you guys are as well. But we're going to get through Proverbs together, okay? We are on Proverbs 19, okay? And I told you, as I've been going through Proverbs 19, and hopefully you guys have been joining me on this wisdom journey, it has been working on me. Like, things have been coming out in me, and I've been confronting things. I've been saying things out loud. Like, wisdom is really kind of wisdom. In order for pain to be turned into wisdom, you have to face some certain levels of pain, and some pain be very deep, and it can either be hidden to you. And while you're welcoming the wisdom of God and welcoming his light, he's going to shine light on that, and I have to confront it, right? All right, so I hope that you guys are sending good vibes over here, and I'll send them to you as well. We have to confront whatever you have to confront, okay? It is what it is. All right, so first, we always want to start by doing our confession. Why do we do this? Because it's just a way for us to kind of get the gunk out of our eyes, ears, and our mouths. Just get it on about it out of our hearts. Get it out of us, okay? And then that way we're able to kind of receive what we're trying to receive here. So I normally like to do it with a little bit of music, but I think I'm going to do it kind of quietly today. I may have some music softly playing in the background. And one of my kids come in, guys. Please forgive me. You know how it is. You have children, right? All right. I think I'm going to do something different today. Let's do a relaxing forest sound, right? Let's act like we are out in the forest. And this is in the evening. It's kind of nippy outside. You have your nice little sweater on. We got some fire going. And we're just going to have a talk. We're going to welcome wisdom, okay, into our lives tonight. So we're going to go ahead and listen to this beautiful streams of the forest. Come with me in your imaginations. Sorry about that. Come with me in your sanctified imaginations. And then let's listen to this relaxing sounds of the forest, the stream, the gentle bird song, and we're going to close our eyes, okay, in about 5 seconds, and we're just going to confess, you know, I had a bad day today, or I flipped somebody the bird in traffic, I'm still mad at my sister from 10 years ago, you know, it's just a lot of stuff. You can go as deep as you want to, that's between you and God, okay, we're going to release, okay, we're going to confess, we're going to repent and release, okay, and then we're going to be ready to receive, okay. So we're going to take 5 deep breaths. You confess, I confess, and go. Hopefully that was good enough for you guys. All right, hopefully you feel nice and relaxed. Okay, again, excuse my pets in the background. I have some nice soothing music playing in the background. Okay, so if you hear that, hopefully you can hear it, you know, hear me over that. Okay, I don't have any type of professional fancy schmancy equipment yet. I still really do like kind of like doing it this way with just me and my Android. Okay, we are going to pick up at Chapter 19. Yes, we have made it to chapter 19. Can you believe it? We're all over halfway through the book. And this is the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is a saying. It is a motto, okay? It is something that we can live by. So that's what we are seeking God for, his wisdom from above, to help us to be able to do what? Remain safe, okay? And also learn from our situations and receive the rewards of the Most High, okay? All right, remember, as we're listening to this, point the finger at yourself first. I know you might hear this and think about other people. Oh, this, that, that. Listen, point the finger at yourself first and allow wisdom to do its thing. Now, allow the word to work, okay? And we are going to start. Grab your writing utensils. Grab your highlighters. If you have any pencils or anything like that, I have my laptop out, okay? I want to turn this fan on. Hopefully, you guys can still hear me because the sister is how I'm drinking tea, okay? Grab your laptop. If you have an iPad or whatever, grab your phone, you know, iPhone, Android, whatever. I don't discriminate over here. Or you can grab your paperback Bible with me that I have here as well, okay? And I'm just going to read. Excuse me. I'm going to tell you to highlight certain things, okay? Or maybe put like a star asterisk next to it, and then we'll go back to it. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is in perverse in lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. We're going to go ahead and... I never grab my highlighter, guys. I always have a pen. Well, that's okay. Let's go ahead and just... We're going to want to circle. You go to just circle the number 3 on verse 3 and 4. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. All the brethren of the poor doeth hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding, understanding shall find him. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Okay, that's the second time we heard that, right? Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as a roaring of a lion, but his favor is as the dew upon the grass. Isn't that beautiful? Okay, we're going, you know, we definitely going to underline that. You guys know I'm a poet, okay? You know, I love anything poetic. I love that, you know? A king's wrath is as a roaring of a lion. So when they mad, it's like a roaring lion. And their favor is like the dew upon the grass. It's refreshing, right? It's fresh. Isn't that beautiful? It's nourishing. So I like that. Very, very different dichotomies, but it could come from one king. Different reactions. Different emotions. Okay? So it's letting you know that the nature of kings is to have very strong, dominant emotions, whether it's anger or whether it's delight. Okay, so that's important for us to know, especially for you ladies that are married. I know you guys like, you ain't got no husband, you can't listen. I'm just telling you what the word says right here. You don't have to listen to me. You can listen to what this word says right here. It's letting you know that when you call your man a king, he a king, or he a king. Well, they have very dominant, strong emotions, and if they're not really showing a lot of their emotions, it's probably because, you know, maybe they feel like numb, emotionally dead on the inside, or they're trying to hide them. But men have, especially if they're in charge of a lot of things, and all men are kings in their own rights. He's the king of your home, of your life. They have very strong emotions, whether it's anger or whether it's that they delight and have favor in you. Okay? Remember, men are made in the likeness, and women in the likeness of God. So God is like this as well. Okay? So emotions are not a bad thing. It's just how we deal with them is what, you know, it's important. Verse 13. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. Houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Now, you see that? I haven't read verse 19, chapter 19 a long time. Now, see how I was just talking about the king, and I was talking about a man, and you know, talking to the lady that's married. See how the very next verse is after that? It's talking about how a wife's supposed to act. Then it's talking about your emotions. So I'm going to really dig into this, okay? Listen, just go ahead and take your little writing system. We're just going to go ahead and just write it. I like to write lines on the side, okay? I wish I could show it to y'all. I think I might do a few of these podcasts with a video. But right now, I look a little busted. I like to look busted in my own house. You know what I'm saying? I got my robe on. And I'm a little hot. So I'm not going to be coming on camera right now. But I would like to show you guys just how I like to kind of like highlight and underline things. So just write, you know, like a little squiggly line on that whole from verse 8 all the way down to 14. Okay? All right. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his way shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which hath given he will give up unto him again. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thine soul spare for his crying. Okay, that means that you got to let them know what they're doing, you know, what you're doing wrong. It says chasten them, chastise them. Okay? And your soul is going to feel bad. It said, don't spare them because they're crying. Better you chastising than somebody else, right? That's good wisdom. Verse 19, a man of great wrath shall suffer punishment. For if thou deliver him, yet thou doest, must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. There are many devices in a man's heart. Wasn't I just talking to y'all how men think? So you can underline devices in a man's heart. Okay, devices in a man's heart. Okay, this is important. We just put this in here, for a little tab, okay? All right, I'm going to put this in here for a little tab on this little laptop right here. And this is going to be a quick Bible study. I'm not going to hold y'all too long. I always say that, but I'm really not going to hold y'all too long. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go to that commentary in there, and we'll get back to that, okay? Put a pin in that. That is Proverbs 19 to 21, okay? Verse 22. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it out his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment. The mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Judgments are prepared for the scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. All right, that was short and to the point, okay? That's Proverbs chapter 19. And it has about 29 verses up in there, okay? I really want to go back to Proverbs 19 to 21. Let's get into that. All right, let's get up into this. This is going to be coming to you from Bible Hub. And I want to make sure that you guys are always citing your sources. We don't want to just be like, yeah, I came up with this. And you know, you didn't come up with it. You know, that's called stealing intellectual property. We don't do that over here. Okay, no shade. Okay, well, hey, no shade. But we don't do that over here. I always like to give people honor and, respect when it's due, because I don't know what they done went through, and they still got up and let the Lord use them to write this commentary and come up with the intellectual property. So no matter your opinion of people or anybody, if they come up with some intellectual property that's useful, that's good, that's long lasting, that comes from the Most High, show respect by citing your sources. This is important, okay? You may think, oh, that's just a little small thing, nobody would ever know. Listen, trust me, okay? It will be known, okay? Whether it's from you or someone else, okay? So let's go ahead and go to Proverbs 19, verse 20, 21. And this is, again, coming from Bible Hub. This is the commentary. Sorry, I keep turning my fan on and off. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not, which is why I keep doing that. Ooh, that tea is so strong. Oh, my goodness. Licorice tea. All right. So this is the Ellicott's. That's an odd name. Ellicott's commentary for English readers, okay? There are many devices, okay, or thoughts in a man's heart. He disquieteth himself in vain, endeavoring to carry out his various plans in life, while the one unchangeable counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Okay. All right. There are many, this is Benson commentary. There are many devices in a man's heart, which shall not stand, but he disappointeth. Many designs and controversies, which he thinks to be so well devised and planned that they cannot miscarry. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. This is Gill's exposition of the entire Bible. So I love Gill's exposition. I really love his thought process. Very similar to mine, but it's much more far, much more advanced. So we're going to talk about this from Proverbs 19 to 21. I read you just the shorter ones because, If you're like, oh, okay, I didn't heard enough, girl, see you later. That's fine. You guys have a good evening. But if you want to go a little bit further, I am going to read. It's going to get quite lengthy. But again, I love Gil's exposition. Okay, because he goes really, really deep into it. And he's very, very poetic. And he paints a beautiful picture to kind of make an already living word come alive even more. Okay, if that makes sense. All right, so it reads as such. There are many devices in a man's heart, right? Some about civil things to get wealth and riches, to obtain honor and glory among men, to attain to a long life and to perpetuate their memories after death. Some about sinful things to gratify their carnal lust and sensual appetites and to do mischief to others, particularly the people of God and the cause and interest of Christ. Some about religious things, coming new doctrines, devising new ordinances and modes of worship, contriving other methods of salvation than by Christ, as by the light of nature, by the law of Moses, by merely being moral, civil, and external justice between man and man, by keeping to the religion they that were born and bought upon, and by a mere outward profession of religion and submission to ordinances and performance and duties and multitude more of the like of God. You see how we kind of speaking into it? These are the devices of a man's heart. Doesn't it say, as so a man speak as that is he? And it says that when you speak out of the abundance, the heart speaks, out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. Let's look that up. Out, okay. Yes, I do that when I type. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay? All right? Yes. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It is a saying that means the words we speak are reflection of what's truly in our hearts. Wow, this is so crazy. Now, wasn't I just telling you? Let's go back to this. Let's talk about the king's wrath. Let's talk about a king's wrath. Okay? How we don't want the king's wrath. Okay? So I'm on some peace. I'm being a peacemaker. Okay. The Lord, I don't want to stir up nothing. Okay. All right. Especially with no kings. You don't do that. It's not smart. Okay. Now, sometimes I inadvertently do what I don't mean to. And then you repent and just kind of show. Remember Proverbs. We've been learning how to stay safe, how to receive, to stay in God's will and his way and try to learn from what he wants us to learn and stay on his path. You know, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We want our steps to be ordered and for us to receive the reward of the Most High. Okay. And one thing that he does cause for us to be is to be peacemakers. Now, I know you're like, you're rambling. Not really. Let's go back to what I was talking about. Actually, what the word was talking about, but I was seeing what the word was saying. Okay. Where is that? Okay. Verse 12. This is chapter 19, verse 12. The king's wrath is as a roaring of a lion, but his favor is as the dew upon the grass. The king's wrath is as a roaring of a lion, but a king's favor is as the dew upon the grass. Those are giving you, it's giving you imagery of a male's, a king is a man that's an authority. It's giving you imagery of a man's emotions, how they're inflamed. They can be inflamed in wrath, like a roaring of a lion, like when a lion roars, right? The purpose of a lion roaring is to establish, this is my territory, or it's to intimidate, or to let you know, hey, don't come any further. It's to draw a boundary, right? Right? Okay? But it's favors as the dew upon the grass. When the dew come upon the grass, it's normally like, you know, early morning type of dawn type. All of the water has accumulated, this beautiful living water is nourishing the grass. It serves a purpose. His favor, it covers, it nourishes, it waters, right? Some water, some plant, but God give the increase. So it waters. So it's painting this imagery of these strong emotions that kings and authority, their emotions that they carry. Okay. Now, if you don't believe me, keep reading further down beyond verse 12, and it'll begin to tell you about a contentious wife. It tell you how the man in authority act, but then it tell you about a contentious wife. Let's go down. It says a foolish son is the calamity of his father, right? And the contentious of a wife are a continual what? Dropping. You know how they say drip, drop. You ever heard like a drop of water just drop? It's annoying, ain't it? Now, you notice it's talking about water and those two things. A king's favor is as dew upon the grass, but a contentious of a wife is as a continual dropping. Notice it's the same element, water.
But it's received in two different what? Emotions. A king's favor, his delight. Let's look up favor. We're just going to keep going into these words, okay? It's going to all make sense in a minute, all right? Or if you're like, I don't know where you're going with this, go ask the Holy Ghost, okay? Go ask him for yourself. You got to know him for yourself, okay? Favor means gaining approval, his acceptance. Yes, special benefits or blessings, to be blessed. You know, we want favor, right? We want the approval. We want to be blessed by the king, you know, the King of Kings, right? This is also telling us, showing us a snapshot of how men, you know what I'm saying, how men are, especially if you're dealing with a man that's in authority. So this is a proverb within a proverb. It's a mystery within a proverb to show us how we're supposed to, like, behave when it comes to kings, okay? It means to show the approval. This is what favor means. Give someone something that they want. Give me what I want to gratify, to satisfy, to honor, to humor them, right? Okay? So this is what favor means, okay? Those are some of them is biblical definitions and some is, you know, secular, you know, definitions, okay? Synonyms. All right, so that's what favor means, okay? So you can see, again, it's making a contrast between the same element but different emotions. So a king's favor is as a dew upon the grass, but a contentious, it says wife. Her contentious is as a continual dropping. A drop. Normally, if water is dropping like that, it's wasteful. It's either like coming in from the roof or from a faucet, right? If you want to think, right? If you want to go into your sanctified imagination. Dry, it's not only wasteful, it's annoying. It's water that's not serving a purpose. It's actually out of place, right? It's like if something is leaking through the roof, it's not supposed to leak through your roof, right? Drop. Or if you don't turn the faucet off all the way, drop. Is that water really serving a purpose, right? So it's showing you that your contentious as a wife is not serving a purpose. It's annoying. And it's talking about dropping as water. Water is equated to what? Emotions. Okay? But it says a man's favor, a king's favor, is as the dew upon the grass. That's water. That's emotions that's serving a purpose. Do you see how this kind of going there? Okay. Now, I thought that was just very fascinating there. That's just something, again, if you're a wife, okay, or you want to be a wife, or you got to deal with a boss, or you know, dealing with the popos, the police, you know what I'm saying? Any man that's in authority, there's some things that you have to know about them. They may come out very cold, very reserved, very stoic, right? Because we respect that in leaders, right? We respect that in our authority. We don't want them, you know, popping off. But here's the thing. The key in what the text is showing us, they have very strong emotions. Okay? They have very strong emotions. So in order for us to be safe, according to what the word of God is telling us, Proverbs has been telling us the whole time, okay? Don't reprove a fool and don't correct this. It's telling us who to correct, who not to correct, who to speak to, who not to speak to speak to people, how to move in and out, right? How to deal with people at different rankings of society. We don't like to think about that, but that's what it is. When you're dealing with kings, these are like men that are in authority. Let's look up synonyms of kings because you're like, this is 2024 and this is not, you know, the olden days, like, girl, what is you talking about, okay? Let's look up king synonyms, you know what I'm saying? This is women's lib and independent women's, and we ain't got no king. Yes, we do. King mean ruler. Yes, it do. It means liege. I love saying my liege, though. I mean, for myself personally, and I'm keeping it biblical, I think saying liege is very sexy, and I feel very feminine when I say it. So I say it all the time. I just love it. I like to say liege. Okay, that's just me. Okay, but king, some synonyms for a king. You're like, okay, girl, like, it's a male ruler. Okay, it's a male ruler who inherits the position by right or by birth. Okay, it means he voted in or he get it by birth. Okay, so kings, right? King means a ruler. Okay, it means an overlord. It means an emperor. Okay, you following me? It also means a giant. It means a master, a kingpin. A king can also mean the celebrity, and it can mean the head of state. So if you're saying that I don't deal with no kings, you have dealt with a king, and you will deal with one, you know, in face to face, inadvertently or overtly, okay? You know, directly or indirectly, you're gonna have to deal with one. You know, it says head of state. We have a president that's known as a king, a ruler. If you got a man, like, oh, my man, thank you to my man. You got a man in your house. He should be a ruler over that house. That's what husband means. All of these women, I'm married. Okay, that's great. That means master of the house, of your house. That's what king also means, master. Okay? So this is letting us know in the element of water. Why would he equate this? Like we equate water to what? Emotions. So why do we need to know about how a king and how men that are in authority, how they think? And how us as women, how our attitudes can affect that? Because it's a proverb. It's a motto. It's a way of being. It's a saying. And it's God's wisdom, okay? Our proverb, as far as the Bible goes, it's God's wisdom that's showing us this. If you know how someone thinks and how they behave, right? If you kind of know like the stereotype of it, or I'm going to say the, you know, the makeup of it, then you know how to kind of deal with it, right? So when you're dealing with any man that's in authority, you have to know, number one, they have very strong emotions. Very strong. It just said that when they're mad, it's like a roaring lion. You ever get mad? I mean, that's like if your man get mad, or a popo get mad, because that's the police. You know what I'm saying? That's the authority, right? Or your boss, and they just start roaring like a lion. Wouldn't you be scared? Like, what? Like, I'm talking about, like, really roaring. Like, that's, you know what? Let's get the sound of a roaring lion on here so we can kind of understand what, okay? A roaring, let's look that up, okay? Okay? Let's just really go into this. If you want to, like, okay, we want to get to the rest of it. Listen, I am really on this verse tonight, okay? Let's listen to the roaring of a male lion. And this is what the men sound like. It says they wrath. It's like this. You hear that? That's your man being mad right there. Roaring. Okay, and they, you see how bellowing that sound? That sounds like a little scary. Like you all right? Let's look up what the purpose of a lion's roar is. And some will say, well, this is not all of that. This is not that necessary. We just read about it. No, it's important for you to notice because it's using imagery for a reason. Right? So what's the purpose of a lion's roar? Okay. Okay, I already kind of knew that, okay? I knew that. The scare off intruders, sharing a warning with their pride, is displaying dominance, asserting dominance, defending their territory. Defending their territory. Staying connected with other people, communicating. Okay, marking their territory. Now listen to me. It keeps saying marking their territory, defending their territory, displaying dominance, asserting that. It's about dominance and territory. So when a king, a ruler, when they get upset and angry, righteously, so not just irrational, because sometimes they, but you got to be careful with that too, okay? Just because they're a king don't mean, oh, there's a king. They don't mean they no king under the Most High type of king. They still got authority though. And they can have irrational anger that still, it's like a lion. Because they're asserting their dominance. They're displaying it too. Right? If you just heard them roar, roar, roar. This is my stuff. They're asserting their dominance and they're defending their territory. So we know these things about men that are in authority. Okay? It says their wrath is as the roaring of a lion. But his favor is as the dew upon the grass. Let's look up what the purpose is of dew on the grass. Let's get scientific tonight. All right, the purpose of dew is that it reduces water stress. It reduces the stress for plants, okay? It reduces stress for plants. So it says that the king's favor is as the dew upon grass. Dew, the purpose of dew on grass, on plants in particular, okay, in grass, is to reduce the stress, okay? And it does this by hydration, through nutrition, and by covering. So a king's favor can cover it can nourish and it can hydrate. You ever seen somebody, you're just so thirsty, it hydrates. Their favorite can hydrate you. Okay? All right. This is important to know. I thought that was just so, you know, I know that was like, okay, you just went off on a rabbit hole. I really did. But that was really interesting to me because I love those verses back to back. A man's, you know, emotions equated to water. A female's emotions equated to water. But in this instance with a female, how her behavior was, it was an annoyance. How it was with a man's favor, it was nourishing. So I thought that was just very interesting. And you know, we always, you know what I'm saying, is talking about wives up in here. So that's important for women to know as well. You know what I'm saying? Guys, I had to pause this. I'm seriously, my birds were literally doing it. Did you, listen, you go back and listen. You heard that, and I looked over. I have never seen that in my life. I have I just got to talk about the king and the woman. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, what was they? I don't know what's going. What is that? An illustrated sermon? I didn't need your help, birds. They over there doing it while I'm sitting up here talking about this. Did you hear that? I have never. I am so grossed out. I'm about to put a sheet over there. I don't want. And they over here looking at me with their eyes. Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my. Like what? Okay, I just, listen, I mean, that's just like the end of that's the end of the podcast right there. I'm just going to read shortly what the whole chapter is about. You guys can go back. Okay, a scripture might jump out at you. This is just the way I study, right? But a scripture might jump out at you that didn't jump out at me, okay? But this goes in the instance of the whole thing for me is, you know, being a peacemaker, being open to wisdom and being a peacemaker, especially when it comes to men in authority. You don't have to like them. They could be what you consider sane or insane. You know what I'm saying? They could be on whatever or in between. But there's a way that you have to deal with them because they have very strong emotions. Okay? If it's good emotions towards you, it's going to cover and hydrate. If it's bad, it's going to, they're letting you know they're asserting their dominance and their territory because they have the right, they have the right to do so because they have what? They're the king. They're a ruler. So be careful. Okay? It's just showing us how to move in and out with authority in society and authority in our home. And it's telling us as women, this is a wife's content. Let's look up contentions before I go. A wife's contentions is as a continuous dropping of water. Just drop. It's like, would you know, shed it on up? Contention. Let's look up Bible definition, okay? Striving against opposition. Like strife, arguing, disputes, okay? All right. You know, contention, just contentious. Yeah. But and another thing, you know, always talking, you know, never shutting up. That's like a drop. You always have a dispute all the time. That's like a dropping. So that'll inflame what? The king's wrath. His wrath is as what? A lion. Okay. His wrath is like a lion's roar, but his dew is as what? His favors as the dew upon the grass. So I don't know about you, but I'm not trying to be inflaming these kings out here. Okay, sometimes you don't know what to be upset about. And just because they have stone face, I just showed you in the word, they have very strong emotions. So they be, oh, he's just so cool. He's just so emotional. No, they not. On the inside, they roaring like a lion. You just can't hear them. You will see it, though, after a while. You will see it after a while. Just like you can see a man's favor. You can tell when you have the favor of a ruler and when you don't. That's what God, you know, God is similar to that, right? Okay. So that's what contentious means. We just don't want to be contentious, okay? Says right now, let's repent. Lord, I repent of being contentious. We don't want to be disputing, you know, just disputing and, you know, being that type of thing. We don't want our words and our attitudes and our emotions to be like a continual dropping. We want to be refreshing, right? We want to be meek. It says that like the daughters of Sarah being meek and obeying our husbands and calling them what? Lord. Lord means ruler. It means master, and master means king. So all of this, I want to be booed up. I want me a man. You got to really know what that means. It's like they basically are lording over you. And if something is lording over them, it has authority over you. Do you want to have the wrath or the favor? That's what God in with a man. I think I want the favor. So this is just showing us, you know, just checking us. Check yourself before you wreck yourself because it's bad for you. It's bad for my health. I'm not about to be doing that. You know, and if you didn't made a little few mistakes, go back and apologize. I didn't mean, you know, I'm just, I didn't mean to say that. Would you please forgive me? And then just keep it moving. Now, if it's a boss, you know, you make it right. And then if they still call, they still being, you know, sometimes people hold grudges. Just, you know, move around in silence. Don't be contentious. Move around in silence, right? If there's a popo, don't argue with the popo. That's an authority figure. That's a king right there in that moment. Okay? Don't argue. Don't do that. Don't, if you had in if you in court and it's a judge for tickets, don't argue with that judge. That's a male. Don't argue with them. Okay? You want the favor. You don't want the wrath. If it's your man in the house, if you ain't really got to say nothing, it's best just not even say nothing. Do you want the man's favor or do you want his wrath? Okay? So I'm not about to be being contentious. I'm going to shut it on up. All right? I don't know about you. Maybe she need to shut up a little bit. I mean, you see the bird over there. You see what she was doing over there. She getting it in while I'm over here trying to do my little, trying to do my evening devotional. So this is coming according to Bing.com, and I'm going to let you guys go. Okay? This is Proverbs 19. What is Proverbs 19 about? It is a chapter in the Bible that contains observations about wisdom and foolishness. Look at this. A king's wrath, household turmoil, and human plans as compared to divine sovereignty. Remember when I was reading Gil's exposition, I know it seemed like I was rambling, but his imagery was showing you how we'll have all of these plans and how we want to do stuff. But God's plan is sovereign. It's just, it all, it said it shall stand. That's the only thing that's going to be standing. It's sure. It's a sure, secure thing. The chapter emphasizes, okay, the danger of ignoring godly wisdom while placing too much reliance on one's own ability. Now, I don't know about you, but this is sure enough a rebuke for me. Okay. A wise person is prudent, diligent, and honest. The first segment of the chapter makes multiple references to the personal integrity and wealth and emphasizes that it is far better to be moral and to have a reputation for honesty than to have temporary wealth and be seen as a liar. But, you know, listen, that's according to our standards. We know the world don't work like that. We know they like to be a lying, wealthy person. You understand? So, listen, but it's talking about as far as according to God's wisdom, okay? That's what it's talking about, all right? He will bless us, and he will bless us, right? Never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. So, it may seem boring or, like, lame, but, it, you know, try to keep your reputation standing out as much as possible. Everybody do it wrong, whatever, right? You know, but that's basically what it's telling us. But you see, it's talking about the king's wrap up there. See that? Now, that's coming to you by the internet, okay? Right here. That's another commentary. I said it stuck out to me there. Okay, I don't know about you. I'm not about to be being contentious and disputatious. That's not a smart thing, especially in this hour. It's just not smart to do. You out here arguing with rulers. That's dumb. Okay? And I'm not about to be being dumb. Lord, I repent for being dumb. Okay? I'm not doing that. Okay? I want the king's favor. I don't want their wrath. All right? And I want the king of kings first favor. I don't want his wrath. He comes first. Always. Because he's the master and the Lord, is he not? Right? He said he's the king of kings. Kings, plural. There's a lot of kings in the earth, ladies and gentlemen. You got to learn how to deal under authority and learn how kings operate, how they think. Because you don't want their wrath, you want their favor. They have strong emotions. I don't care how stone-faced and just, like, oh, he ain't even get mad. No, you don't think he got mad on the inside. He's roaring. Okay, and you're gonna see that roaring, like if it's somebody at your, if it's your boss at your job, it may cut your paycheck, cut your hours. That's them establishing boundaries and say, I'm a certain dominance, and I'm gonna display it as well. You know, they say they play in your face. They can afford to play in your face because they're a king. You better listen to what I'm saying. I just say, hey, I didn't experience it. Okay. They can afford. Oh, you playing out of my face. Don't. And listen. And listen. The word of God is so strategic and beautiful. I don't know. Oh, that's something a man wrote. And it just got thrown. Listen. But even if you think that, that's genius. The way it was right up underneath that. A king's wrath is talking about a contentious wife is as a dropping. Water in both verses. Male and female. So it's balancing out. And it's talking about a man's emotions and how a woman's emotions, how it can affect things. So I don't want to be contentious, okay? So we can repent. Lord, I confess, I repent of being contentious. I want to be able to express myself where I get favor. And that might be a struggle for you because it surely is for me. It might be a struggle. You know, you got to be honest. You can't be saying, I'm just the sweetest little. It might be a struggle for you. Now, do we love, you know, talking sweet to a man? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, you know, touch it up and say, you got to watch your mouth. You can't be talking to the rulers of society and whoever we deal with at work and out there. You can't talk to people like that, okay? So it's just telling us about this, letting you know, seek God's favor, okay? And then, in seeking God's favor, he teaches you how men that are made in his likeness and his image, we'll learn how to speak to other rulers in society. It says, obey those who have charge over you. Doesn't it say that? I think it says something like that. You know what I mean. You get it. You get what I'm talking about. All right, but this was good tonight. This was a rebuke for me. I tell you this, like, it kind of just slapped me in the face a little bit. And I can't say nothing about it. It's truth. So what do you want? Don't be, look, I got egg on my face. Don't be looking. You probably have egg on your face too. Okay? I guess it's, you know, best of all the peacemakers. Did I sum that up good? Thank you, Lord. We want to thank the Lord for his correction. And we want to thank the Lord for his deepening and letting us know how us as women, how we're supposed to be behaving and talking. What are we supposed to work on our attitudes with? And how we're supposed to approach kings, rulers in society and in our home. And even in your family. You know what I'm saying? Because you might have a mean grandfather. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got that a lot of grandfathers are passed away. You know, God, you know. Which is sad. But you might have a mean grandfather, that mean uncle. It's kind of a way that you could kind of just kind of tiptoe around it. Is it telling you to be a punk or, you know, I know society made us masculine as females. Like, I ain't going to listen. You're not no man. And a lot of times they have something called male privilege. You notice people just listen to a man before they listen to you. They don't listen to us. Even the kids don't listen to us. So the Lord, I'm thankful for his correction. He's kind of letting me know, hey, I'm tapping you on your shoulder to show you something. You can't go by facial expression, you know, body language. You can't go by that. I'm telling you, I'm a king of kings. These kings is like me, whatever spectrum they on. You can say they on the dark, on light, whatever spectrum you say they on. They could be somewhere in between. They still got strong emotions. Don't be contentious. It's like a dropping. It's annoying. When you're contentious as a woman, it annoys rulers, especially the male, the kings. It annoys them. And it brings wrath. We don't want that. And they will assert and display dominance. And there will be nothing that you could do about it. Like, at all. You just be embarrassed, humiliated, just made a fool out of it. You just be sitting there just. And they will say, I'm sorry, what did you say? Nothing. They basically would debo you. And for everybody, you just have to take it. Or you could listen to the Lord. Like, I'm going to be listening more to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the correction. And you can. Learn what's the opposite of contentious? Let's look that up. You know what I'm saying? I know you guys are like, okay, we telling us we got a big mouth and we got to learn how to talk. Like, okay, like, but what is the opposite of contentious? So normally we look up synonym for same antonym. We want to know the antonym of contention. Okay. Agreements. Oh my God, this is just so hard for me. Ooh. Oh my God, I don't want to. Oh my God. Peace. Then I say, oh, the peacemaker. See that? Harmony. I mean, I think God is basically telling me to shut up, guys. I don't know what you're hearing, but agree. Do I have to disagree? I guess we just have to agree with the rulers. There's nothing you can really, I don't know. This is some strong stuff, ain't it? Wow. This is just so like a slap in the face. You know, but the Lord, he loves you. He chasing you. I don't know who need to hear this tonight, but you might need to shut up. You might need to shut up a little bit. I don't know. Maybe the contentious, the argumentativeness is annoying. And it is, you know, start sparking wrath. So I'm definitely listening to this for myself. I don't got nobody else in mind but myself. So this is good for me to know. Okay? And for me to, I'm going to meditate on this. All right? So it's an approval. This is very hot. Wow, these are some strong words, Lord. Compliments. Oh, my God. This is crazy. So, okay. Woo, my goodness. This is hard, ain't it? They should be saying this at a women's conference, shouldn't they, ladies? Wow. Okay. So, a wife's contentions, okay, all right, is as a dropping. Like, drop, like, shut up. Like, that type of thing, right? If a wife's agreement is peaceful,
this is hard for me to, I'm going to have to just like really, I mean, I don't have a problem being agreeable, but it's in like compliments. That's actually brilliant, really, you know. And this is not, and now watch this, this is not manipulation. Okay, the Lord is showing us how to speak to kings here. Right? If you approach an officer, that's taken out of the sense of romance. Because everybody, you romanticize it. No, we can talk about an officer. That's a ruler. That's a king, right? And if they come up to you, you know, you can't be arguing back with the officer. They're going to do what? Disturb. Oh, my goodness. Disturbing the peace. See how that went? You can't be arguing back with an officer. Yes, sir. Agreements. Okay, I get it. See how that went? Wow. So we have to approach the men like that, too. That's very, like, wow. I just really feel, like, dumb. A lot for me to deal with, guys. So this is live and full effect. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. This is like, how much more? How much more, Lord? Okay. It reminds me of that verse where it says a wife does good to her husband all the days of her life. It's like, why did you put that on a woman? Now, just questions I just have for God. Let's look that up, and I'm gonna leave y'all. I'm gonna leave y'all alone with that. A wife does good all the days of her life. Doesn't it say that? Wow, that's crazy. Yes, it is. It's Proverbs 31, which we're going to get to that. We all know about the virtuous woman, right? We all know about that. It says, the heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. Now, ain't that, that's like, what? Okay. Whoa, that's a lot. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. Her whole life is dedicated to doing good by him. That's a lot. And I guess they have to, the Lord said, be a compliments and agreements. Which I have no problem with that, but this is just like, whoa, you know. Okay, so that's like as far as husband, wife. But also, again, when you're talking to other, you know, bosses. You know what I'm saying? Popos, you know, see, popo. You can't be arguing back with the, you know what I'm saying? It's letting you know, especially now, and I believe now in today's society where men are getting more of a, I'm not going to say they can, they always had a voice, but they're voicing their opinions more. And you can hear a lot of, like, especially with that red pill community, you see, and you look at the comments, see how angry they are. Yeah, we gonna let y'all know about you. Like, they really want to let us know now. So I'm just saying, listen, tread lightly, be careful. Okay, just shut it on up. Okay, don't be contentious. All right, love the Lord. Get, you know, try to seek after the Lord's favor, and he'll show you how to get the favor of other kings. Okay, I'm gonna seek the Lord for wisdom. I'm thankful for this wisdom. Sometimes wisdom will slap you. Did you know that? It just slapped me. All right, this is Humble Dame. This dame just got humbled some more. You know, this is a lot. I'm gonna have to really meditate. I'm really gonna meditate on this tonight, like for real. Okay, you guys have a wonderful night. I hope that you enjoy this. Again, this is Proverbs 19. Go back and read it yourself and do your own research, okay? All right? This is something that has stood out to me. It might be a whole other verse that stands out to you, and that's completely okay. Nobody's wrong. It's just like, you know, mail. You know, everybody get mail, but it's personalized to you, right? So, this is Humble Dame. You guys have a wonderful night. Much appreciation and gratitude. Thank you for the love and for the, you know, good vibes. Thank you for the people that listen. I don't care if I have a small audience. I do not care if it's one person listening. I don't care where you are in the world. I am so grateful that you are listening to me. Okay. And I'm thankful that God is just using me and even using my mishaps and my misunderstandings and my stupidness, you know, not really in front of people, but he's kind of using it to kind of, you know, show people that I'm a real person. I'm not, you know, making content. This is really seeing my character being refined, and I'm really being challenged and chastised in the process. And it's not easy. Like, this was not an easy word, not even for me. You guys have a wonderful night. Thank you for the love. I love you back. Peace.